Okay, I'd like to call a meeting to order at 6 p.m. If we could have a moment of silence, please. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a piece of housekeeping. If anyone has any electronic devices or cell phones, we would appreciate if you would turn them off during the meeting as they affect our sound system. Roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Lunyon.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Paul Greena.
Here.
Okay, first order of business is our recognition and awards. And I have the pleasure this evening of giving a Blaine Builder Award to Claire Nury. Claire, if you stand up, please. Thank you. Okay, the next item is audience participation. I see no one has signed up. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the council this evening? Hearing none, I'll go to the next item on the agenda, which is written communication. Do we have any written communication?
We received an email dated January 21st from Jill Nixon regarding an invitation to the Whatcom County Charter Review Commission.
Okay. Consent agenda. We have on the agenda approval of bills in the amount of $198,642.92. Approval of the council minutes for January the 12th, 2015. And approval of the special council minutes for January the 20th, 2015. I would be willing to entertain a motion.
So move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? That will call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay. Motion is carried 6-0. Next item on the agenda is the council action items. First item is Resolution 1658-15, authorizing the formation of a Public Works Advisory Committee. Mr. City Manager.
The Public Works Advisory Committee shall meet monthly or as frequently as required, depending upon the workload of the Public Works Department and the issues at hand, I think. Shall not serve more than two consecutive four-year or two-year terms if you decide to appoint people. The initial committee shall include two members with two-year terms and two members with one-year term, excuse me. And the advisory committee shall be an advisory capacity to the Blaine City Council and have the following responsibilities. I work with the Finance Committee, which we already have established, as you know, for long-term strategy planning for streets, public spaces, recommendations for the development of capital improvement plans for the enterprise funds, which you recall is the utility of water, sewer, storm drainage, and electrical, annual review of the six-year transportation plan, review and input of long-term comprehensive planning for public works utilities. Exclusive of the City Council or staff liaison, one member of the committee shall be appointed as the Blaine representative to the Citizens Transportation Advisory Committee for the Whatcom Council of Governments. So that's the committee that I think we talked about at the last meeting that needs a volunteer to do that work. Typically, they want a citizen volunteer, not staff. Input and recommendations for citywide development standards or construction practices, and analysis and review of other topics related to the Public Works Department. So those are some of the duties. We can expand those or do less if you like. And, of course, the committee itself, once it gets started, will kind of find its path and work through some of the things that are important. So tonight in front of the council is an action to either do nothing, to approve or approve the modifications, the request to form a public works committee. One thing I would advise, and we have kind of learned this from the Economic Development Committee, right? This one doesn't have any language about a chair, which I think is good. I think the committee itself should determine who the chair is. Oftentimes it will fall to a council member, but not all council members want to take on that duty. They've already got a lot of things on their plate. So this leaves that open. So someone from the group will be selected as a chairperson, and you know, council members will be part of that process. So I think it should be a pretty straightforward thing. I wouldn't add any language in just mentioning that.
Questions? Hearing none. Okay. Staff
I would recommend we approve Resolution 1658-15.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay.
Thank you.
Motion carries 6-0. Next item is the Commission, Committee, and Board reports. First item is the Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee. Mr. Wilbrick, do you have any comments regarding that?
Just a brief comment. We have had a showing of a CD-ROM that we purchased to help the City Economic Development Committee better understand how to put together a retail plan. We've shown that every Friday afternoon between 3 and 5, and invite anybody who wants to come and listen to that. I've been sending out emails to the committee, but others are invited as well. I think it's well done. I think it gives us some direction on what we need to do for next steps in the Economic Development Committee relative to our retail plan. And so I think that's something that I just wanted the council to know that's happening. You're welcome if you have time, or if you'd like to see it some other time, we can set up a laptop computer and you can just watch it anytime you'd like. And our next meeting is going to be first Tuesday of next month.
Okay. Steve, anything for the Blaine Tourism and the Boys and Girls Club?
No report.
Okay. Bonnie, how about the Blaine Chamber of Commerce?
No report.
Paul, how about the WTA Board?
No report.
Charlie, anything on the Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee?
No report.
Dennis, the Library Committee or the Senior Center Liaison?
Nothing from the library. The Senior Center is having a dinner for volunteers this Thursday. And on March 11th, there's to be a Meals on Wheels dinner. And the idea is that it'll raise funds for that program, and that's March 11th, and it'll start at 4:30. And last Saturday they had a good crowd for breakfast. I think they had 105.
Well, very, very good. Not seeing Mr. Michael Jones, I assume that he has no reports for this evening.
Well, I'll just make one report for him, and then one for Alex for the Parks and Cemetery Board. Michael did want to mention to you in a report that the Planning Commission did approve the conditional use permit for the mosque. You may recall there was a public hearing last week. Planning Commission meeting oversaw that presentation. Lots of public input. They ultimately approved it with the condition that within 3 years they've got to put the sidewalk and parking in. Second thing I want to report then for Alex for the Parks Cemetery Board is that the comprehensive plan update is in progress, underway, and that the Marine Park fundraising is going well. They expect to be completed with that sometime in mid-May, they're hoping, and then they'll be looking for any, if there's a shortfall, they're going to figure out what to do with that. But they really have said that they're making some progress on that. Next meeting, we'll talk more about that. So that's Michael's and Alex's report.
Anything on the Small Cities Caucus?
Well, we met on Tuesday, and I didn't bring my notes, but you were there as well.
Yep.
I think the thing that was important to me, you can speak to Mayor if you like, was Jack Louse from the county was there. And I think the point he was making is that the county is going to be under significant financial pressure to build a jail and to rehab the exterior of the county administration building downtown, which, you know, this we're talking about over $100 million. Which is a big chunk of money for Whatcom County. So that's on the horizon. Those two big projects are sitting out there. I think he's planting the seed now to figure out how to fund those two major projects. There's other things in the meeting as well that I think were not quite as important in that, but you may have some other others to take on it as well.
It's going to be interesting, the jail thing. I think we should have a public meeting. I hope they'll organize a public meeting so that folks in Blaine will have a sense of what's involved in getting a new jail completed. That should come early in the spring. They're going to want to push that and get it on a ballot to raise funds. And the city, the building downtown,
it was news to me, too.
So, no, I don't have anything further to report. Finance Committee.
No report.
Okay. On the Whatcom Council of Government, no report. And Chief Hollander.
I have to say no report.
Break the run here. I've shared with you our end of our chief's report for this month, which kind of has the statistics for all of 2014. And you'll see for December, the department ran 502 calls. Our total calls for the whole year were 3,361. So we're averaging about 10 calls a day for service. Of that, if you look at the very bottom column, there were about $5,200,000 worth of value that caught fire last year, or $5,900,000, and of that, we lost $678,000 worth of value. So an 88% is what we call a save rate of value that we saved. And we'd like to have that in the 90%. It's a little bit low. Oftentimes, we don't have total control over that. So we're pretty happy with the 88%. And then on the next page, I've highlighted stations 61 and 62, which is Blaine and Semiahmoo, because those two would be of most interest to you. You see we had 52 calls in the city limits and 9 out in Semiahmoo, and our response times within the city are 6.5 minutes, which is very, very good. And Semiahmoo is a little bit longer, 10 minutes and 42 seconds. We've had months that are worse, and we've had months that are better, but for Semiahmoo, that's pretty acceptable, 10 minutes. The rest I'll let you read at your leisure, and if you have any questions of me.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions, Chief? If not, thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is department reports. First item is Public Works.
We'll wait until next meeting on that one, Mayor.
Okay. And Public Safety.
No report, Your Honor.
Thank you, Chief. How about Administrative Services?
Just a quick update on our search for a council member. And I put the information on our website a couple of weeks ago, and it went into the paper last week, and we'll be running it for about 5 weeks, anticipating still that we will have a study session on March 2nd for the interviews, and then the council make a decision at the next, the first council meeting in March.
When's the date for submitting an application?
The date, it ends at 4:30 on February 20th, which is a Friday.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Have we had any applications yet?
I think we've received a couple of applications. I think there's some other interest.
Okay.
Good. City Manager.
For me, I just have a short report that we have been involved in lots of collective bargaining conversations with our employees. We're going to meet tonight, talk a little bit about that. And then we did have a meeting today with the city of White Rock, which I maybe let the mayor and council member Bonnie talk about.
Bonnie,
that's the end of my report.
Bonnie, would you like to comment on the report?
Well, we had a meeting with the mayor of White Rock and the city administrator and one of the council members, and we're hoping we can have a kind of a give-and-take relationship with them in regards to trying to get a train stop here in Blaine. The stop would be used primarily by Canadians, actually, south of the Fraser. So it would be providing a service for them, and they also need to make some improvements on their side of the border in order to make this happen, because the railroad has to make up the time for a stop. And they're also looking to relocate the tracks away from the shoreline in White Rock. And their preference is to run them up, run the tracks up 99, Highway 99. Up, I'm not sure how far up that would go. That's the route in White Rock that it would take. So we're kind of just beginning discussions. We need to shell out some money for a study so we can get an idea of ridership. And we asked them for their support, unknown dollar figure at this point, but they seemed receptive to possibly contributing to that. We'll be talking to the city of Surrey as well, and some other, and the chambers of commerce, and some other groups up there trying to get some support from them because they're very much behind the idea of a stop in Blaine rather than driving into downtown Vancouver to take the train down, you know, kind of doing a reverse thing, driving to Vancouver and then driving down to, or taking a train to Seattle and Portland, wherever else they need to go. So it was a productive meeting as far as good give and take and understanding.
I think one of the things that caught my attention is we stopped the train completely at Blaine. It would run from Blaine south. And so then we would have people from Canada wanting to use the train to clear the customs and border so that they then could come here to Blaine, get on the train, and head off to Seattle and Portland. So it's that kind of concept of, rather than having the train go all the way up to Vancouver, we would try to provide a facility for the 800,000 people who live south of the Fraser River. And so it's like the Bellingham Airport, where you would try to capture that group of people in Canada who are very close to the border, but would be able to come across the border and then take a facility down to Seattle and Portland. So that's kind of the thought process, but we're very, very, very early on in this. And it's going to be a very involved subject, and we'll have to give some serious thought to doing a study to be able to sort of justify why we would have a stop here in Blaine. So that's just the sort of the initial process.
Mm-hmm. The key part of the plan would be that a lot of us have a desire to restore the old train station and possibly even back to its original condition, because apparently about a third of that building was dismantled at some point in time. And I would just love to see it fully restored and used as a station, but probably also for other uses, whether it's a coffee shop or a little museum or other uses. So it's pretty exciting if we can make it happen. It's just going to take quite a while to get there.
Is that building owned by the city or is that owned by the railroad?
Railroad.
It's
Burlington North, pretty sure, too.
Yeah, Burlington Northern owns
it. But they have indicated that they would sell it to the city for a nominal.
Bruce Agnew from the Cascadia organization is the one that's been helping us. He's volunteered to come to the council, I think it'll be March, and make a presentation about the status of the work that they've been doing on the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of people would be interested in hearing from Bruce, so mm-hmm. Glad you're going to have more on the agenda. Okay. Any changes to our calendar? Sherry, are we okay on the calendar?
So far as I know, we are.
So far, okay. Okay, any unfinished business? Any council new business? Hearing none. We are then going to break for an executive session. David, do you have any idea how long that will last?
About 4 hours.
4 hours, okay.
I think about 15 minutes.
Okay, we should, the meeting should be, we should be back in chambers at approximately, 6:40 p.m., and at which time we will adjourn the meeting.
No, we're not going to vote on anything.
There will be no action taken.
There might be an action.
Okay, there may be action taken. So don't leave your seats. I'm just kidding. Okay.
That's pretty good.